Hit the big button, Rockstar.
It's a big one, Rocky.
It's a big one.
After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It's such a weird mistake. He's not gay. He's blind. My bad.
Honest to goodness, right tackle of Alabama had a horrible day.
Right.
And when I sit and watch them try to block on Saturday, I thought of that open right there.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's like every which way he turned was the wrong mistake. And it kept getting worse.
I'm sorry. No, I was supposed to block.
He's blind.
I don't want to work here anymore.
Trash brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. If you're ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help you keep the ball rolling with a cash out refinance, pay off debt, renovate your home, or even buy yourself that pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding in your future, if you have the home equity to back it up. With refinancing experts nationwide, Mortgage Right will guide you through the process with ease. Make your home work for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. So it is December. I don't know if everyone listening and watching realizes that we're in the month of December.
December 1, man. My youngest daughter's birthday is December 20th. She came downstairs today after she woke up and announced to the entire family, welcome to my birthday month.
Oh, okay, good for her.
I wanted to say, it's Jesus's too. All right.
Yeah. That's also my daughter's birthday month as well.
Okay. And
it's
yours.
My birthday month
right.
as well.
Yeah. A lot of people were born in December.
A lot of Sagittariuses.
I wouldn't want to have a December birthday.
I had no choice.
Yeah, I know you don't have a choice.
They didn't ask me.
What was your second choice, though?
I'm not going out.
I'll wait till January.
Offbeat holidays in December.
All right.
December 5th is bathtub party day.
Oh, all right.
It sneaks up on you every year, but it is worth it.
Boy, I've not been in a bathtub in quite a while.
Party?
Yeah.
I had that conversation the other day. You know why? Because we were I had the kids in the car, and Ryan Seacrest, we had it on Kiss FM or whatever, and or Kiss whatever it is on XM Sirius.
Right.
11 maybe?
Yeah.
You listen to it a little bit.
It's now 12.
Is it 12?
They change it every now and then, just so you have to reset.
He was talking about his bath bombs.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
my little one loves those things.
Well, I get that, but I'm like,
but he's
can't
a grown
remember
man.
The last yes, time yeah. I was I sitting in a tub with a bath bomb. So kind of went around the car and asked, and it'd been a long time since people had taken baths.
Well, I have not been in a bathtub with someone else since the infamous Butterfly Gap trip.
Yeah.
When we first started our
what
show,
Jim's wife for those.
Was
that
it
don't
the
know.
Chocolate, the razor? The movie selection? What went wrong in Butterfly?
Well,
Gap?
You gave me one of the movies that we watched.
What was it?
It was the game, right?
The game with Michael Douglas.
And he accidentally did the crying game rather than the game.
No. But no, you actually gave me. You own it, don't you?
Did I
you
do,
give
yeah,
it to
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
You gave it to me to take
David
up there.
Fincher, great film. Brown Hater.
It really was.
I did not like it. Yeah.
It was a great film. No, I had a shaving accident where did I ended up
an
ingrown.
Was she shaving you?
No, I pre-shaved.
Okay.
And I ended up with an ingrown hair.
Mm-hmm. Did you oil up too?
No, not on that trip. Not for the tub. We may have lotioned up afterwards.
It's oil and water, Lance.
But I mean, that was early. That was 2010 or 11.
Sure,
it's been that long since I've shared a bathtub.
Back when you had the swimmer body, right?
Yes.
Here's more offbeat holidays in December. December 8th is National Brownie Day.
I love brownies.
I never eat them, though, but I like
them. My wife made some when we were at the Iron Bowl. I came home at the Iron Bowl, and there were brownies sitting on the table.
Perfect relationship. Everybody in my house liked the gooey center. I only like the edges.
Oh,
so
see,
it is heaven in my house.
I'm the opposite. I'm the gooey center, and everybody else likes the edges.
Oh, see? That's why Jen and I would have been a horrible pair.
Yeah. That's the reason.
That's among the reasons, yes.
And that she's married to Ryan.
Hey, back to Butterfly Gap, December 16th, National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Oh, yes. Well, we got some chocolate. One of our great sponsors brought us some chocolate-covered peanut brittle. I've never
our
done that before.
Our friends at Xerox.
Yeah, it's
Xerox.
Very folks. Good, yeah.
It is delicious.
Yeah, shout out to Ben. December 18th, Roast a Suckling Pig Day.
You know what a suckling pig is, right?
It's a baby pig?
Yeah.
Well, why are we roasting the baby pigs?
Well, it's the day for it.
Yeah.
December 23rd, Festivus.
For the rest of us.
That's right.
Festivus for the rest of us.
And December 26th, I'm not going to celebrate National Candy Cane Day. I hate them.
You don't like candy canes? You know the candy canes I like are the ones that have the different colors?
They're like fruit candy canes.
Like fruit stripe.
Yeah, I don't mind that because that's just like a piece of hard
candy.
Yeah,
but the peppermint candy canes, not a big fan.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They made a fortune
those
over the years,
those other ones taste like fruit stripe, though.
You know, like the gum?
Yeah.
But the flavor lasts a lot longer.
It does.
We got eight people in Ireland have been arrested in connection with a violent brawl at a cemetery. Now, seven men, one woman, I bet she's rough as a corn cob, were detained on suspicion of violent disorder during the fight, which broke out during a funeral on September 22nd.
Mm. Wow.
It is understood the violence stemmed from an ongoing dispute between two families in the area. Members of both families have been attending separate funerals in the cemetery before the violence. Now, five men, two women, were injured during the incident, taken to the university hospital. One was even airlifted. Now, several attendees received apparent stab injuries. Who brings a knife to a funeral?
And how was it an apparent stab?
Yeah, well, that's apparent.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And at least one man was struck by a wooden cross that had been taken from the grave.
Wow. Boy, you are
messing. Yeah, I got a little carried away.
Is that sacrilegious?
Yeah, you're messing with it right there, my friend. Yeah. You're lucky you're not in the grave.
Unless it's Dracula, right?
Yeah. Rest in peace indeed, right?
Yes. You're right. Who brings a knife to the funeral? Do you pack heat at a funeral?
Well, Multiple people.
Yeah, a lot of people keep knives in their pockets at all times.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I've got a couple of them. I mean, they're kind
of
hard chargers, but they carry the knife.
It's the kind switchblade or whatever.
It's the kind where all you see is the little clip on the outside of their pocket. Yeah. I don't know what knives those are.
Bizarre video shows a Cambodian woman living in marital bliss with a cow, which she is convinced is her dead husband reincarnated. This makes sense.
Yeah, some of you believe in that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Kim Hong, 74, who lives in the northeast province of Cambodia, said she married it because it kissed her, following her upstairs as well, as had the same character as her dead spouse.
Wait a minute. You're Fred down the street.
He always followed me upstairs.
Yep. Yep. Now, the marriage ceremony is not shown on the video, but villagers who attended it claimed it took place. Now, Hong can be seen leading the cow to her one-storied house. She then gives it a proper bath, makes a comfy bed for it with pillows, the same ones used by her late husband, Toll, who died the previous year. The grieving wife said her husband's soul came to her when the calf licked her hair, neck, then kissed her, and then followed her upstairs. How in the hell can a cow get upstairs?
Well, how can it get upstairs when she lives in a one-story house?
That's a great question right there, too.
Now, Hang went on to say, quote, I believe the calf is my husband because whatever he does, it is exactly the same way as my husband did when he was alive.
Including pooping?
Lays on his ass.
Will you wash them dishes?
Yeah. Must gonna rain. My hubby's out in the yard laying on his stomach.
Now, he's gonna lay there?
Woman has forbidden her children from selling the cow after her death and instead has to take care of their father. Boy, they're gonna have that thing cut to pieces.
Yep. Have you guys ever studied reincarnation?
No.
I mean, I don't personally believe in it, but I'm just curious. Do you ever get out of the cycle? Like, are you limited?
Only
you
if that guy stabs you with a wooden cross.
Yeah, something like that. I just wonder, like,
but
are
I just
you,
find it would be really interesting that our first cycle of reincarnation is
an animal.
Yeah, well, as an animal, and then would be as a human.
Yeah.
And then if we're reincarnated as a coyote, the inability to communicate.
Yeah, and then am I a fly? Does it just keep going?
Yeah, I don't
Do you really want to be a fly?
Yeah, no. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'd rather just have lights out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that now.
I don't want to be a fly down the way.
That fly sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe you're a fly that time. Maybe you cycle back around and finally you're Ariana Grande's husband.
Not everybody can be Jeff Goldberg in The Fly. Did you ever see that one?
Yes.
Seth
Goldblum.
Rundle.
Yes. Goldblum.
Jeff, the Goldbergs, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Garland.
Here are some unspoken rules everyone lives by. You do not initiate small talks with someone with their headphones on.
That is right. It's harder now, though, with the earbuds. I just can't even tell.
I was about to say that in my house, you know, since we're in the townhome, I don't have my space, so I'm always with the earbuds in. And I will see my 17-year-old walking by me and his mouth's moving. I know I'm the only one in the room, so I'll pull it out. And he's like, did you not hear what I said? And I was like, no, I had these.
I'm going to University of Toronto.
Yeah. Tell Mechie I got in.
Was he yelling, Dad, the meatloaf?
Dad, the meatloaf!
Another unspoken rule everyone lives by, you don't microwave fish in the break room at work.
Oh, gosh, no. Somebody did that in our old place of business.
Did people really microwave fish?
Somebody did it.
Reheat it? Yeah. No.
Somebody did it
from
up there one
night.
Day. Yikes.
And the way that place was wired, you got the air from, like, the break room came into our old
in
studio.
In our old studio, and it smelled like, whoa.
So somehow,
hot fish.
It was hot fish coming through the vents. You're like,
oh.
Another unspoken rule everyone lives by, when using a stud finder, you must first point it at yourself and go beep.
That's right.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, it went off.
It works.
Another one, when using tongs, you must always click them together a couple of times.
That is so true. You do that, don't you? 100% I do that.
Another one, you don't get a bless you after sneeze number three. I try to wait till somebody cycles over. Because I think the majority of people do the double sneeze, don't they?
Well, I'm a single sneezer.
I'm a single.
I'm a double.
But I'm a two sneezer.
My brother-in-law does like rapid fire, like, like that. So you have to wait for him.
So you now know to wait.
That's right.
And then the final unspoken rule everyone lives by: in a long, awkward hallway, as you walk towards someone and they walk towards you, you don't make eye contact or make any kind of greeting until you're about 10 to 15 feet apart.
We've got a super long hallway here outside our studio.
At least 200 yards.
Yeah, and you can go from one end to the other, and you're like, we're getting closer, we're getting closer. When do I say something? When do I make eye contact? It is awkward.
I give them this down the hallway. I'm always like...
He called for the slider.
What the hell is that guy doing?
Here are the best comedies according to Ranker.com of all time. I like some of these and some I don't. Right. Number 10, My Cousin Vinny. Very good.
Yeah. Fantastic.
How's that 10?
So funny.
Number 9, Trading Places.
That's
very
good.
Very good. It was on the other night.
Yep.
Number 8, The Naked Gun. I like it.
The first one? Yes. I mean, they got worse as they went, but the first one was fantastic.
Well, they were all good, but the first one was awesome. Yeah.
Number 7, Caddyshack.
Terrific.
Not a fan.
I liked it a lot more as a kid. I still think it's good, but I think it's overrated.
No, I think it's hilarious.
Right now, you need to invert the list. I'd almost go 10, 9, 8, 7 in my ranking so far. It'd be 1, 2, 3, 4 instead.
So you like My Cousin Vinny better than Caddyshack.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, My Cousin Vinny's very funny.
Number 6, Young Frankenstein.
I've never seen that. Is that Peter Boyle?
Yeah, Peter Boyle.
Marty
Gene
Feldman.
Wilder.
Yeah.
Marty Feldman.
Marty Feldman had some Tom Ritter eyes, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He
very good. Doesn't belong in this list right now.
Number 5, Fantastic Office Space.
Love it.
It's a very good movie.
Love it.
Number 4, watched it the other night for Thanksgiving. Best Thanksgiving film, in my opinion, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep, that's a funny one.
Fantastic.
I think it's John Hughes' second best behind The Breakfast Club, which is not on this list. Number 3 is Christmas Vacation.
Terrific. One of my favorites of all time. Yep.
My opinion, very overrated.
You've never liked it.
Number 2, Blazing Saddles. I don't know if we're allowed to say that movie's funny.
It did not age well.
Yeah.
Still funny.
It is funny.
I think Mel Brooks had a lot of Larry David in him.
Oh, yeah.
Could Larry David get away with making something like Blazing Saddles?
He's gotten away with a lot this season on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Boy, that one episode we talked about.
But when Blazing Saddles was made, he was...
1974, by the way.
He was being ironic with the way it was... You know, like Archie Bunker.
Yeah, All in the Family.
All in the Family and Archie Bunker.
It was a satire, no doubt.
A lot of those jokes were written by Richard Pryor. He was supposed to play the main role.
Right.
He would have been a good sheriff.
Yeah.
He would have been.
And number 1, the greatest comedy of all time, according to Ranker.com. Again, this is a different, you got to like this kind of comedy. I think it's funny. I'm just not like belly laughing all the time. Monty Python and the Holy Grail from 1975.
Very funny. Very funny. But boy, My Cousin Vinny should be higher up that list.
Yeah, I'd almost have a number 1.
Yeah, me too. All right, that is Trash Today, brought to you by...
Hey, the holidays are here, and so is the chance to put some extra money in your pocket by getting a cash-out refinance with Mortgage Right, whether it's college tuition, home improvements, or a one-way ticket to the North Pole. The refinance experts at Mortgage Right can help you use your home equity to get cash fast. They're committed to bringing you easier and faster cash-out refi experience. So visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to cash out before the holidays end. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.